stay with the major pentatonic through the whole song or not?
Through the whole song, because it's all diatonic, pretty much. You got one dominant, two chord, big deal. That's not a big deal.
But not minor pentatonic.
Not minor pentatonic, but the major pentatonic and minor pentatonic are related. Like G major pentatonic is the same thing as E minor pentatonic. Do you know about that?
Yep.
All right, so you know about that. But so that's the advantage of the two advantages of the major pentatonic. Easier to finger, and it smooth sails over all the changes in the key. Disadvantage is that it doesn't really have the two notes that are colorful to highlight some of the chord changes. If I try and outline the chords with just the pentatonic, now remember, I'm just on Dinah Won't You Blow. I'll give you the chords first just so you can hear it. And now here's major pentatonic only. It's a little one-dimensional. Whereas a major scale, it's got tons of, just those extra two notes, that's a lot of, percentage-wise, two extra notes as opposed to five, or I should say seven as opposed to five, is a big increase. Certainly, you know, in your wallet, that'd be nice, to get how whatever percentage that is, just instantly there. Two, three, four. Then won't you blow, three, four. Now I'm doing a trick. I mean, it's not a trick, but it goes back to arpeggios. Like I see this, but I also see and you know, so I'm in control. I mean, I know I make it look easy, but the point is the major pentatonic is or any pentatonic, it's easier and a lot of guitar solos use it, but it's a little one-dimensional. You can dig in better, but it's also more cumbersome. You can dig in better on the chord changes, but then you also can risk potentially like playing a sour note over, you know, you can play potentially an F sharp note over a C chord. So, not that that's so bad, but if that's not what you want, that's not what you want. You know. It's cool if you're into Lydian. Any other questions? Anyone want to, you know, come up with a specific tune or what else? If not, we'll just take a break for a few minutes before the concert.
Could you give an example of like what Mississippi John Hurt does, where he's got this little rhythm going, so he's got the bass, a couple note chords, and a rhythm at top?
No. I can't play like him. I can listen to it and try.
Bass, like a Travis pick?
Yeah.
Oh, like alternating thumb, like. Like, I can't. So excuse me, I can't play like it, but if you're looking for alternating bass, what happens is when you do like Travis picking, it automatically has an alternating thumb. You see my thumb?
Yeah.
This is about, I can't do it. I can kind of, and if anyone else has other input on this, I'm not gonna pretend I know something that I don't. But since his style derives from the same place as Travis picking, they have a common ancestor, which is an alternating thumb. Now, when you alternate the melody, like melodies in Travis picking, generally the melodies fit that form, like a...
I'd be surprised.
What's that?
Like Chet. You know, that's the preeminent player of that style would be Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins, for Travis picking, you mean?
Yeah.
So if you have
Freight, any melody, and he makes it work. It's really quite amazing.
Like somebody played what? Some for the recital. Someone did. Anybody here?
Yeah, yeah, little Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, Mr. Sandman. And it's how does that go track. Again?
Yeah. Mr. Sandman.
So it was like.
That's it.
I can't remember. Again, I'm just doing this off the seat of my pants.
If you're not, if you don't do that style regularly, it's very hard.
Yeah.
But it's really much more flexible than you realize.
But just watch the thumb. Here we go. Here we go. And it's a pain in the butt. How about E?
That's
integrated in the Travis picking. But from what I understand, Mississippi John Hurt, he's worked out all these ways of combining that and made it his own. It's not different from Travis picking, but it's like a it's like a brother. Am I right? And
it's
I thought it was similar.
When I asked someone who was like a blues person who played Mississippi John Hurt, I said, "Oh, that's a Travis picking." He goes, "No."
Right. They get very touchy about that, don't they? Right.
I thought it sounds like Travis picking.
Yeah. Oh, any other further? You seem. Do you have a different, unrelated question? Any other comments about that question? Like, was that a fairly accurate summary? You probably know more than.